on a 60-degree Monday, bracing for one of the warmer weeks of the summer of 2023, and starting off the best 5 minutes of the day with our friend Jason Kantz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Back from seeing mom and stepdad in Oostburg, right?
I was. Got back yesterday afternoon sometime, so that was good. I was exhausted yesterday, but it was good.
You at the end of Friday's conversation, you asked for prayer regarding the conversations for the weekend. It went okay?
It went okay. So I got there on Friday, and my mom was like, hey, let's jump in right away. And so that was good. I wasn't sure how much dancing we would be doing around talking about kind of wills and power of attorney and all of that difficult conversation stuff. But she was ready to just jump right in. And so thank you, everybody, for prayer. And a little bit exhausted. I think the topics we were talking about was emotional. And so, yeah, that was good.
Good. All right. Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
All right. So, missed you at breakfast on set, but Ed and I going a little deeper there, one-on-one. So that was good.
Good. Good.
And I guess the country jam crowd kind of getting there a little bit later. It was kind of the word that they were telling me, but grateful for it. Each and every person, obviously, at a family-owned restaurant like that, that is closed Sunday and Mondays to fill it up those other 5 days, you know?
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But, yeah, it's good to be back in town. Your day was good yesterday?
Yeah. Off to Faith Free Church in Stanley. Brought the word. They'll know we're Christians by our love.
Great topic. I'm praying for you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Went good. So Peggy shared about Teamwork Africa, and she is off. You know, she'll be flying out of O'Hare August 1st and getting back August 24th. And so, getting back means landing in O'Hare and then driving back here. And who knows if she'll be back the 24th or the 25th. But so I've kind of tried to get ready by thinking, okay, well, I mean, today's July 24th, so July 1st wasn't that long ago.
Right, yeah.
But it's still, it's as you live it out, right? That's the thing.
Right. So, yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think that being separated from folks that we love is also challenging. So.
Yeah. All right. We got 2 Kings today from Larry Crabb, the story everyone needs to hear, 66 love letters. And it's epilogue. He's got the Bible in 66 paragraphs as if God himself was unpacking book by book in a paragraph. Today, 2 Kings, failure is an opportunity, not a defeat. And Larry deals with 2 Kings this way, but you'll fail miserably. My plan takes that into account. Every failure presents an opportunity to bow low before my holiness and to stand tall in my grace. I give up on no one.
That's beautiful. I think the idea of the repeated failures, that's one I can feel personally. And it's a good reminder of God's grace, even in the midst of that.
So where did we leave off for Galatians, you remember?
I have us at 4, verses 15 to 17.
All right, let's do that then.
You bet. So it says, where is that joyful and grateful spirit you felt then? I am sure you would have taken out your own eyes and given them to me if it had been possible. Have I now become your enemy because I'm telling you the truth? Those false teachers are so eager to win your favor, but their intentions are not good. They are trying to shut you off from me so that you will pay attention only to them.
And in your devotional commentary, Letters to Beloved, you tackle Galatians 4:15 through 17 this way. Paul blessed the Galatians, introducing them to the joy and freedom found only in my son. Their generosity was beyond measure because Paul's message moved them profoundly. When you understand the depths of my grace, it changes how you think about yourself and how you treat others. But when you slide back into former ways of thinking, you act selfishly once more. Actions follow thinking. In Paul's case, he believed that the Galatian believers had grown cold toward him because they heard from the Jewish Christians that grace was not enough. Although flattering toward the Galatians, they wanted them to jump through hoops to become a part of their exclusive Christian club. Final thought.
Yeah, I mean, that ties back into this idea, right? That it's God's grace is bigger. It seems to fit with what Larry was saying there in 2 Kings. You know, it's always God's grace that leads us, and God's grace is always sufficient. And hopefully that guides how we live toward ourselves and towards others.
In reading that paragraph, the thing that I've already underlined was grace was not enough. I mean, to, you know, that felt like a slap in the face.
Yeah. But how often do we live that way, though, right? I mean, it's the idea of, yes, grace, but. But that's not what it says. It's grace. You know, it's grace and it's grace and it's grace. Grace upon grace, I think, is the old phrase they used to say.
Is the grace you're believing in amazing? That's the question today.
Right. Absolutely.
Thank you, friend. Yep. Welcome back. We'll talk to you tomorrow. There we go. Jason Kanz on the WIB Wake Up Show. All right. Our buddy, pastor and stand-up comic and the head of the Joke Gym in Detroit, Drew Frelick, on the line. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Mark? Good to hear from you.
So you heard PCD John with his joke last week about tomatoes, and you said, hey, I can match that. So go right ahead.
I've actually got two corny jokes. We're just going to clear the deck this
okay.
morning. I have two corny jokes.
All right.
So the first one is, what's the difference between the Detroit Zoo and the local deli?
I give up. What?
One has a man-eating tiger. The other has a man-eating salami.
Okay. All right.
That's number one. On par with last week.
All right. Yeah, that is. Yeah, sure.
My 8-year-old told me that. So
yeah, I like it.
I guess he saw that on the back of a soup can or something like that. So.
Well, he's seen dad telling jokes, and he's like, I can do this.
He listens to the WIB Wake Up Show.
So yeah, there you go. Sure.
So the second one is a little more of a story. So I was preaching yesterday morning, and I was preaching on that passage, you know, where Jesus is like, if your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out.
Ouch.
And if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. You know the verse, right?
Yep, yeah.
And I was saying, like, hey, just relax, folks. He doesn't literally mean gouge your eye out, because if he did, we'd have a church full of pirates.
All right. Yeah.
Like an eye, you know, the eye. Well, everybody's got an eye gouged out and a hook for an arm.
Right.
And you know what we'd have to call our church then?
What?
We'd have to call it the Vineyard.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
We're just clearing the deck this morning.
Mark. All right. Yeah. Those jokes play. Those jokes play in Detroit. So yeah, I understand. So.
That's not good with the Eau Claire audience.
No, it's good. It's good. Let's see. So I want to ask you. Well, actually, you write one column a week, and your latest one is it's an old Mel Gibson movie title, What Women Want, right?
So actually, it was called What Men Want. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's called What Men Want, and trying to get people to guess what do men really want. And the conclusion of the article, you don't have to read it, Mark. I'll spoil it for you right here and now.
Okay. All right.
What men really want more than anything else is to just sit in their chair.
Okay.
And I don't know if you identify with that, but basically everything you do throughout the day, you just want to get back to your chair.
Okay.
In your recliner.
It begins with
just
the chair.
Sit in your chair.
Yeah. Maybe it all is about that. Getting back to kind of, that's ground zero. That's just kind of your centering point then.
I was saying basically that, you know, most of human history revolves around a chair. Like people built empires, they went to war, they, you know, made whole economies just so that the emperor could sit on his chair, which was a throne. So there you go. There's the conclusion.
On the heels of that, how well acquainted are you with contemporary Christian music?
Nowadays, fairly.
Yeah.
Why? Are you going to test my knowledge?
No, because I think the only way I can transition out of you here is there was a group called Mike's Chair. And I guess I'm going to have to play a tune from them because of that particular story. Thank you, Drew.
That sounds great. Yes.
All right. Weekend week recap on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. And from my couple of days away, I guess what stands out is yesterday, Peggy and I making the drive over to Stanley, Faith Free Evangelical Church over there. And Pastor Matt was away, but nonetheless, got to fill the pulpit yesterday, preaching a message. They'll know we are Christians by our love on John 13, 34, and 35. And my wife, Sharon, about Teamwork Africa. And so giving the update there. Great to see so many of our wonderful listening friends. And, I mean, I could go on and on with the names. But let me just say they got their big 60th anniversary celebration, 60 years for Faith Free and Stanley, coming up at Chapman Park in 13 days. So I look forward to that the first Sunday in August.
Well, our weekend was a little quieter, at least in terms of staying at home and didn't get to go to church. We had a couple down with strep, so working through the illness in the Swenson household again. But was able to watch a little World Cup soccer, so that was fun, and a little basketball as well, too. Get some things done around the house, get some work done, and also able to play a little baseball with my son Cooper yesterday, nice. Too. It was a beautiful day in the afternoon, and so we practiced throwing and catching and hitting, and I will have to say, yes, he's my kid, but he's got a pretty good arm, so
all
he can
right.
really kind of make that glove smack when he throws it to you. We just got to get it going in the right direction, don't we, Coops?
There so we go.
It's not a danger to anybody else.
Good.
But, yeah, I had a good time.
Very good. All right, Make Us Laugh Monday, WWIB, and we've got our six jokes, three apiece, Caleb and I, here on this 24th of July, so here we go. A man was waiting for the doctor to call with X-ray results, and the doctor called and said, "I'm so sorry, you're going to need surgery." And the man said, "Oh, no, I'm nervous. This will be my first surgery ever." And the doctor said, "Mine too."
Oh, goodness. I'm going to go back to some church bulletin bloopers today. The following have all genuinely appeared in church bulletins, if you're like me. You know, you like going through the bulletin and seeing if you can find some fun stuff in there. So this was actually in a church bulletin. "Next Thursday, there will be tryouts for the church choir. They need all the help they can get."
Yes. There you go. Hey, did you ever wonder why teddy bears never want anything to eat?
Why?
Because they're always stuffed.
Another church bulletin blooper genuinely appeared in a church bulletin. "For those of you who have children and don't know it, we have a nursery downstairs."
Uh-oh. All right. Hey, finally this morning, what did one elevator say to the other?
What?
"I think I'm coming down with something."
My final church bulletin blooper on this Make Us Laugh Monday on the WIB Wake Up Show. This actually appeared in church bulletin as well. Irving Benson and Jesse Carter were married on October 24th in the church. So ends a friendship that began in their school days.
That was pretty good.
Oh, man. Yeah, there's more as well where that came from. You never know. They might come out on another Make Us Laugh Monday. Thank you as well to our friend Sherry for sending in a joke on the WIB listener line. And Sherry says, "What did one Doritos farmer say to another Doritos farmer? Hey, cool ranch." I like it. Thanks, Sherry.
All right, well, always learning on the WIB Wake Up Show, and here on a Monday, second to last Monday of the seventh month of the year, we got four things you didn't know yesterday.
Yes, indeed, dropping some knowledge on you. For instance, four things you didn't know yesterday, it would take a modern spaceship 70,000 years to get to the nearest star to Earth. And here we thought our spaceships were fast. 70,000 years if we want to get to the closest star.
Now, isn't that the sun, though? I mean, 93 million miles away, I think.
I don't know that I would want to fly a spaceship into the sun.
That would be crazy.
I suppose I'd have 70,000 years to change my mind.
I wonder what they use as the rate of speed for that spaceship. Anyhow, here's another thing you didn't know yesterday. The only 15-letter word that can be spelled without repeating its letters is uncopyrightable.
Huh.
Uncopyrightable.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Things you didn't know yesterday, we've got four of them for you on the WIB Wake Up Show. Did you know there are about 6,800 known languages in the world? 6,800 languages, and I still speak just the one, unless you count Pig Latin.
Yeah, and how many of those has Wycliffe translated the Bible into, huh?
Yeah.
And finally this morning, if you dug a well, Caleb, to the center of the earth and dropped a brick in it, it would take 45 minutes to get to the bottom.
I love that there are scientists and mathematicians who calculate things like that.
Wow.
That's just fantastic.
Ain't no sunshine in my eyes.
Well, we referenced the sun a half hour ago, and so we're going to return to that subject.
Yes, indeed. So apparently there's not quite as much sunshine in other parts of the world.
Yeah, you know, most of us take the sun for granted. In fact, on hot days, we're like this week, we're often doing our best to shield ourselves from it. But in a town in southern Norway, where my daughter Grace was a year ago, the residents experienced darkness for about half the year due to the surrounding mountains blocking out the sunlight.
So they have a rather ingenious methodology to trying to capture as much of that sunlight that's available as they can.
Yeah, and that is installing giant mirrors on the mountainside to reflect sunlight onto the town square.
Who's the mirror installer on the mountain? Like, who gets that job?
Wow. Three large mirrors, each measuring 17 square meters, were installed on the mountainside above the town.
Wow.
Yeah, these mirrors are solar-powered and computer-controlled to track the movement of the sun across the sky. And in January, the sun is only high enough to bring light to the town square for about 2 hours in the middle of the day. And the mirrors extend the duration of the sunlight and create a golden and welcoming beam.
I mean, again, we've talked before about seasonal affective disorder. Like, thing when you don't see the sun. I mean, if you only get it for 2 hours in the middle of the day and then it's like, darkness the rest of the time. Yeah, absolutely. I'd probably be on that crew going up the mountain hauling mirrors.
I have never been officially diagnosed, but I love the sun. I appreciate the sun. I dare say need the sun. It's just so good, you know?
Yes.
And they say vitamin D is kind of one way you can kind of supplement.
Indeed. But thankful for lots of sunshine. And you know what? Even as it's pretty hot this week, let's just be thankful for how much sunshine we enjoy here in Wisconsin.